Ephesians chapter 5. So be imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love, as also Christ loved us and gave himself up on our behalf, as an offering and sacrifice to God, as a sweet scent. But as for fornication and all uncleanness or fraud, let them not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints, nor disgracefulness and foolish talk or jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For be aware of this, that no fornicator or unclean person or fraudster who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with vain words, for on account of such things the wrath of God comes on the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be joint partakers of these things, for you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, as you test what is well-pleasing to the Lord. And do not have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather censure them too. For it is a shame even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all the things which are censured by the light are made manifest. For everything that makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, "Awake, you who are asleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." See then that you walk circumspectly, not as unwise folk, but as wise, buying up the time, because the days are evil. On account of this, do not become foolish, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And do not become drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and playing a melody in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to him who is God and Father, submitting to each other in the fear of Christ. You wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, as he is the Saviour of the body. But as the church submits to Christ, so should wives do to their own husbands in every respect. Husbands, love your own wives, as also Christ loved the church, and gave himself up for it, in order that he might sanctify it, having cleansed it by the water laver, by the word, in order that he might present the church to himself as glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. In this way, husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh. But everyone nourishes and cherishes it, as the Lord for his part does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother, and he will cleave to his wife, and the two will be one flesh. This mystery is great, but I speak concerning Christ and concerning the church. But still, let each of you individually so love his wife as himself, but let the wife see that she reveres her husband.